Choose Your Own Adventure, The Galapagos Mating Dance. You are a single woman about to embark upon your most challenging and dangerous mission. Equipped with a libido and the instinct to bear children, your objective is to find the perfect mating ritual in the Galapagos Islands. You bravely face elaborate courtship dances, rough foreplay, and single parenting. But will you return to the U.S., with the partnership pattern that works for you? Chapter 1. You are a blue-footed booby. A male approaches you and begins to dance, taking giant steps in place to flaunt his turquoise feet, indicators of his health. If red throat pouches are more of a turn-on, skip to Chapter 2. He offers you twigs and grasses, symbols of the nest you will build together. Impressed, you dance too, face-to-face walking on a treadmill. You mirror each movement, a connection found in how much you can act like one another. His dancing escalates, wingtips, tail, beak, all point skywards. When you match his sky-pointing, the bond is sealed. He whistles, you honk. Even after nesting begins, you continue to dance. If you would rather he stop trying to get it on so you can focus on being a mom, skip to Chapter 3. You both incubate the eggs, taking breaks only to hunt. While you are off to eat, he strays from the nest, dances the booby two-step with other females, but when you return, he comes back immediately. If you prefer a partner who can abstain from flirting with others, go to Chapter 2. Your family stays together 6 months, one season. Once the juvenile leaves the nest, you both move on to new mates. No empty nest syndrome for you. If you prefer a partner to grow old with, rekindling the romance once the kids are gone, skip to Chapter 6. Chapter 2. You are a great frigate bird, soaring above a sea of males, fishing for your mate. If you prefer he be the one to choose, skip ahead to Chapter 3. He perches in a bush, having spent 20 minutes inflating his throat pouch into a red balloon. When he sees you, he loses control, spreads his wings, erupts in a shrill cry and a fit of head shaking, the bloated red throat waggling. It is not the size of the sack that gets your attention, but the nesting spot he chose. If the quality of his nest is not how you shop for lovers, return to Chapter 1. You are impressed. You alight between his spread wings. He wraps one around you. The match is made. You are seasonally monogamous, but it might be 2 years before your parental duties end and you can move on. If a 2-year commitment gives you reason to doubt your choice, because it is the size of the throat sack that counts, return to the beginning of this chapter. There are many more fish in this sea. Chapter 3. You are a Galapagos giant tortoise, watching two males fight for you, face to face, up on their legs, stretched necks, gaping mouths. The smaller one retreats. The victor claims his prize. If you find dominance displays infantile, skip to Chapter 6. The foreplay is rough. He rams his shell into yours, nipping your legs. He awkwardly mounts you, stretching and tensing his neck and legs to stay balanced. The queue of males behind you must wait 2 hours for this fellow to finish up. His concave belly atop your convex shell, you fit together like spoons. He hoarsely bellows and grunts, groans rhythmically atop you. If you prefer softer, sweeter sex sounds, skip to Chapter 6. 6 hours later, you complete copulation with the last male in the queue. You are exhausted. But the hard work is behind you. Once you lay your eggs in a nest hole filled with urine, you leave the sun to do the incubation. If you prefer more active parenting with both of you involved, jump to chapter 6. Chapter 4. You are a waved albatross. Courtship is an elaborate dance, a series of displays repeated in different orders until perfected. Bill circling, sky pointing, shy looking, drunken swaggering, bill clapping. Multiple males approach you to show off their moves, but the dancer with grace of carriage and youthful spring, he who can make even a complicated choreography distinct to see, is the one who attracts you. If you prefer a simpler yet equally engaging dance, refer to chapter 1. You are partners for life, living into your late 30s. When your chicks hatch, you put them in small nurseries while you both go off to hunt. If you prefer one of you stay home with the kids, return to chapter 1. But be careful, it is a recipe for adultery. Each year after months apart, you return to the island where you first met and dance again. If he can't find you immediately, he is unfaithful. If you prefer to be the adulterer, skip to chapter 6. Chapter 5. You are a Galapagos sea lion. You bask on the beach with girlfriends while your bull swims up and down the coastline, barking long and loud at any males near his harem. If gifts are more your language of love, return to chapter 1. He has been so busy defending his territory that he has not eaten in weeks. He is exhausted, and his sexual performance has declined. You watch the bachelors he chases away swim to a beach down the coast. When he is not looking, you sneak off underwater to visit the bachelor colony. Young, horny, strong, these males are everything your bull is not. With satisfied libido, you return to the harem, your absence unnoticed. If sexual satisfaction is an important determiner in your choosing a mate, return to chapter 1. 1 year after conception, you give birth to a pup, synchronized with other newborns in the harem. Your babies grow together, napping and learning to swim. After a few weeks, you mate again, but your primary role is mother. You tend to the pup for 3 years. In that time, many bulls come and go, leaving your children and closest girlfriends the most important beings in your life. Chapter 6. You are a Galapagos hawk. You soar through skies screaming, "Ki-ki-kyu!" But when you find a mate, your call softens to a kilp, kilp, kilp. You breed year-round, whenever the feeling comes over you, a few times a day, on a perch, or in flight. Your partner is monogamous, but you sleep around, up to 7 males per season. If you cannot handle the emotional complexity of an open relationship, refer to chapter 4. Even with your promiscuity, the commitment to him is for life. You use the same nest each year. He stays close to home, helping to incubate, even feed the chicks. The nest is never left to fall apart. You both add new twigs, switching out old materials with new and better ones until it is 4 feet across. If a bigger, better house is not important to you and remodeling is not how you want to spend quality time together, return to chapter 5. Chapter 7. You are a single American woman on a vacation cruise in the Galapagos Islands. He is an Ecuadorian sailor working on your yacht. The dance begins at the airport and escalates on the boat, lingering eye contact, up-down eyebrow flashes, winking, kissy lips, muy guapa, waist squeezing, hands brushing calves, kissing, entering your cabin to touch you all over. The courtship dance lasts several days in secret. If he is caught by the captain, he will be fired, arrested by the police. If secrecy is not a turn-on, return to chapter 5. After 4 days, you meet him late at night above deck. You climb down the back of the boat into the engine room for the culmination of the mating dance. The next morning, he dismisses touch, avoids you for 2 days. On the last day, he pursues you again, calls you wife, expresses sadness for your leaving. As he drops you off at the airport, your eyes remain locked until you can no longer see each other. If you prefer less push and pull, a more consistent mating dance, return to chapter 1. You arrive at the end of your Galapagos adventure. If you have yet to find within these chapters the perfect partnership pattern that works for you, stay on the islands. Revisit the chapters. Unlike previous animals, you can easily hop between adaptations. Stay longer in some chapters and skip others altogether. Or, if several adaptations are of interest to you, and you would like them all in one chapter, a sexually satisfying, monogamous, lifelong partner, the sharing of parental duties, an exciting courtship dance that lasts for life, and a community of friends to raise your children with, close this book. Continue to evolve.